Welcome to this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Our guests today include Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've heard from quite a few of our folks who have listened to the first couple of shows and appreciate the information that you've been dispersing. And today, of course, is no exception. We've got a lot more to tell. Last week, for the first time, we really got into the Circus Homecoming, coming as a part of Circus Week in July. And Scott, I know you're ready to give us an update.
Yeah, so one of the exciting elements of that weekend will be the show that'll be at the Al Ringling Theater on Saturday night. It'll be a once-in-a-lifetime show, a show for the ages for sure. I would say about 98% of the people that have registered thus far have indicated they would like to be part of that. Of course, that would mean a 14-hour show, and we won't do that to anybody. but there will be a lot of performers on stage and in the audience and in the main lobby. It'll be wall-to-wall performers for sure. So details on that show as far as who will be part of it, TBD as far as that, but I can guarantee you it will be the greatest assemblage of talent from the greatest show on earth over the years. Ticket prices have been set at $30 for adult, $15 for kids, and there'll be special $45 meet-and-greet seats that'll be for the balcony. So stay tuned for that. Tickets will be on sale on May 1st, which is an iconic date in the circus industry. And that was the historic date that most circuses started to tour. And if you were a first-year circus performer, you were called a first of May. Not just for the first of May or the month of May. For the entire year, you were known as a first of May performer. So the first of May will be the day that those tickets will go on sale at the Al Ringling website or at the Al Ringling box office. And we'll let people know more about that. But we have ringmasters and clowns and performers that will be part of this fantastic production.
And just as a reminder, we're talking about the Circus Homecoming here in Baraboo. If you missed last week's show, remember that you can catch that show and all of them. They're archived at WRPQ.com. I say that so you can keep up to date each and every week, no matter whether you listen live or listen on your phone or other tablet or other device. And Scott, that leads me to discuss very briefly, when is Circus Homecoming? What is it? Who's attending? Blah, blah, blah.
So Circus Homecoming is July 20th through the 23rd, 4 days of excitement here in town. We have invited all former performers and employees of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. That's 146 years worth of folk and their family to come to Baraboo to have a sort of spiritual homecoming for the circus. You know, Ringling Brothers started here in 1884, and with the announcement that the touring units will be closing at the end of May, it was time to bring the family together, to tell stories and hug each other and laugh and cry and just have a great experience. So it starts on Thursday with the concerts on the square, which is historically circus-themed. Professor Jerry and his amazing community band will hopefully have ringmasters across the ages, as well as circus band members that will be part of that. Then on Friday, the festivities continue with tours around town, a showing of the greatest show on earth at the Al Ringling Theater. Saturday, of course, the parade with a special news step-off time at 11 a.m. The circus performers and their families will be our special grand marshals as part of that parade. What an amazing celebration for the fifth annual Baraboo's Big Top Circus Celebration. And then on Sunday, it'll be wrapping up with some more elements around town. The full schedule can be found at the Chamber of Commerce website or any of the associated attractions that are involved, the two Ringling Mansions, Circus World, and the International Clown Hall of Fame and the Al Ringling Theater. It'll be a weekend to remember.
And before we leave that subject for this show, let's again put that plea out there that we need some folks here in town to help us house all the people that might be coming.
Yeah, so it's been, you know, such a beautiful response from community members. Some of the community very early on said, look, a lot of these people will be newly out of work. They can't afford to stay in one of our amazing hotels or bed and breakfasts, so we'll be a host family. So families have been registering to be a host for the weekend, and you can do that on Circus World's website, which is www.circusworldbaraboo.org. Right on the main landing page, you'll see a button that says Circus or Homecoming Registration. You just click on that and enter your information, and we'll pair you up. You might have a human cannonball artist or a clown or a contortionist as your guest for the weekend.
All right, Executive Director of Circus World, Scott O'Donnell, with us this morning on this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. We'll be back after this from Baraboo National.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We turn now to Dave Salutis. And Dave, I know that one of the things you want to talk about today is that great relationship that we historically recall between the Ringlings and the Baraboo National Bank. And in advance of your telling us about that, we do want to tell folks today that beginning on this show for the first time, we are releasing a series of very special 30 seconds commercials that will also highlight that relationship historically. So we hope that you'll catch that on this show and the shows ahead. So Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know that the Baraboo National Bank has a grand display at Circus World explaining their relationship with the circus, but tell us that connection with the Ringlings.
Well, the Baraboo National Bank was one of the key reasons that the Ringlings succeeded. They needed somebody to believe in them and somebody to lend them a little bit of money to get the show on the road, so to speak. And Baraboo National Bank was that for them. The president at that time, Jacob Van Orden, believed in the brothers and what they were trying to do, believed they could succeed, and he was there, right there, with a little bit of funding to help them out. And it kind of rose to a crisis situation in 1888. The boys had experienced a very rainy season. And at that time, they were still traveling overland in wagons pulled by horses. And you can imagine with the roads not paved, that it was just a sea of mud everywhere they went. It was difficult. It was hard. And the boys actually contacted the bank and said, can you send us $1,000? We want to pay everybody off and send them on their way. And we're going to fold the tent for the last time. And they did. They got the check to them. But the second the check landed, the skies opened up with sun, and the business picked up right after that. So they came back and returned the check to the Baraboo National Bank. But the bank was there for them, and they never forgot that. And when a few years later, when there was a run on the Baraboo National Bank, Charlie Ringling happened to be in town for the birth of one of his children. And Jacob Van Orden called and said, can you do something? There's going to be a run on the bank. We've got advance notice that people are going to come and rush the bank. And so Charlie got together some cash. It was all at the office down on Water Street. He got the cash together, two big sacks full of cash. And as people were rushing into the bank, trying to withdraw all of their money, and a panic was starting to ensue, Charlie Ringling calmly walked into the bank, deposited these two huge sacks full of cash. And everybody saw it, and immediately it stopped the run on the Baraboo National Bank. Everybody thought, well, if the Ringlings are putting money in, we've got nothing to worry about.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. And you know, you heard another historic name while Dave was talking, Van Orden.
That's right.
And of course, we have the Van Orden House here in Baraboo, which serves as a place of the Sauk County Historical Society. Dave, I know that you participate in that society, and each and every year you feature one of the Christmas trees there in one of the rooms with special decorations. It holds a very special place in your heart, I know that.
It surely does.
But you know, another fella, Paul Walter, we'll have to have him on someday to talk about anything he's looked into regarding circus here in Baraboo.
He's got some wonderful facts about the homes and about the relationship between the Ringlings and the Baraboo National Bank, and he'd be a wonderful source for you.
All right, so look for that. We'll extend a warm hand to him and have him come in and talk with you on one of the shows. Have him go under the big top at Circus World with us and tell us more about that history of our community. Dave, I want to stay with you just a moment, but change subjects. You know, earlier we had Scott talking about ringmasters coming to town as a part of the circus homecoming in July. You're stepping into the center ring here at Circus World, as I understand it, for the 33rd year this coming season. Am I right on that?
I believe so, something like that.
I want to delve into ringmasters for just a moment because they've got to be a unique group of people. In other words, I have to imagine there aren't tons and tons and tons and tons of successful ringmasters. Is it kind of a brotherhood? Tell us more about it.
It really is. It's a unique component of the industry. It started out with equestrian directors because most of the shows had a number of horse acts, and you needed somebody to kind of direct when they would come in, when they would go out, and keep the show moving. So the equestrian director is where the basis of Ringmaster comes from. And of course, they didn't have sound systems back then, so all the signals were done with a whistle. That's how the Ringmaster got the whistle. And the typical equestrian director costume was the boots and the red coat with tails. That's where that comes from. And over time, things develop. And with the advent of sound systems, the equestrian director started doing a little bit of talking so that he could let folks know what was coming next. And that morphed into more elaborate costumes. The equestrian director was, those responsibilities were delegated to somebody else to keep it. But the ringmaster, in addition to announcing, he also paces the show. When things need to get picked up, he's the one that makes that happen. If something goes wrong, he's first to the mic to kind of cover the situation. He may call the clowns in, but he's the first one online, and then he'll get the show on the road, so to speak.
You know, just as we've heard throughout the years that Ringlings, for example, had a circus clown school, is there any kind of schooling for becoming a ringmaster, or are you kind of an understudy? How do you get the talents?
A lot of them will come from the world of theater nowadays, particularly with Ringling and the advent of the singing ringmaster. You see a lot of theater people going into this, and they don't usually come from the world of circus. They come from outside of the world of circus, but there are exceptions. In the case of Catherine Hannaford Carden, her family's been in the business for quite a while, and she was just a natural. But ringmasters are a unique bunch, and they're larger than life. They've got a lot of talent, and because they work for the circus, they develop a lot of love for the circus.
All right, Dave Salutis, ringmaster here at Circus World, and we'll be back with, we're going to talk with Scott here a little bit too before we leave again today. You're listening to Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you each week until Circus Week by the Baraboo National Bank.
Banking better together with the Baraboo National Bank was well practiced between the Ringling Brothers Circus and the bank. In fact, their association began in 1876 when the bank made its first loan to the Ringling family. Later, during the difficult rainy season of 1888, the bank wired money to the Ringlings, which helped keep the show on the road until business improved. Banking better together. It's what they practice at the Baraboo National Bank. Like the Ringlings, build your banking relationship with the Baraboo National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott, back over to you. I want to talk a little bit about what goes on at Circus World behind the scenes in what we might call the off-season. In other words, the time of year we're in right now, the past winter. I'm talking past tense, all right? I'm moving on to spring. What exactly goes on? What do you and Dave and others do at the museum this time of year?
Yeah, thank you for asking, because it's one of the things that we chuckle about all the time, because we'll be out around the community and people are like, oh, are you going to Florida? Are you enjoying your time off? And we're always like, no, it's the circus behind the circus is sometimes a far better show and a bigger show. During the off season, and we're just off a performance, it doesn't mean we're off. It's the time that we do all the marketing and all the media and publicity and website management. It's also a time that it allows us, particularly our wagon restoration department, to do some amazing projects. They're currently, thanks to some generous funding from our friends organization, Circus World Museum, Inc., in the closing stages, I would say, of a restoration of the Old Woman in the Shoe pony float. It's an amazing wagon from 1882. Thank you very much. From 1882, there was 9 of those original fairy tale wagons, and we have all 3 of them, the 3 that still exist here at Circus World. It's, you know, Homer Dane, an amazing local carver, or wood carver, is finishing the carvings. We have some Amish team that's working on the undercarriage down in Indiana. Then Joan Stevens, who's our amazing gold leaf artist, once all that gets reassembled, she'll be installing all that beautiful gold leaf on it, and it will be resplendent and able to be paraded across America again as it once was. So that's going on, as well as so much maintenance and sign painting, and it's a good time to paint. It's also a time to look at new exhibits and the creation of that. We're very excited to be debuting this year the talents and artistic vision of a local business owner, Bill Johnson, who has become the preeminent curator, I would say, of Baraboo moments. I mean, it's, we always say, you know, you got to love Baraboo, and Bill clearly does. And we feature so many of his images, not only ourselves, the Chamber of Commerce does, the Al Ringling Theater. He's so generous with his time and his talents that we wanted to put it on display. So we're going to do a complete exhibit of Bill Johnson photos, not only specific to Circus World, but also of the community that we're blessed to call home. So that will be debuting this spring as well. So there's a lot going on. We always say it's a good thing we can juggle, because there's 14 things in the air at one time at Circus World, and we're blessed.
Well, I'll tell you what, that that takes care of us on time here. We can't juggle anymore this morning. But what that does, ladies and gentlemen, is it leaves us a lot of subject matter to discuss with you on this show every Thursday morning at 7:15, and then again a replay on Fridays at 6:45. So until that time, our thanks to Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director, Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director at Circus World. We'll see you again next week under the big top at Circus World.
Can't wait.
That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.